WHO team in Beijing for coronavirus investigation stuck in quarantine. By Gabrielle Reyes on July 24, 2020. China's foreign ministry confirmed on Wednesday that the World Health Organization WHO advance team sent to China to investigate the origins of the Chinese coronavirus has yet to be released from a mandatory two-week quarantine, meaning they have done no work yet in the country. At a regularly scheduled press conference on July 22, an Agence France-Presse, AFP, reporter asked Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin when the WHO expert team sent to China will be released from quarantine. The AFP reporter noted that the WHO confirmed on July 17 that the advance team of experts sent to China was still in quarantine last Friday, 1 week after arriving in China. Wang refused to give a straight answer but indirectly confirmed that the team remained in quarantine as of Wednesday, July 22. Beijing's reception of the investigative team fully demonstrates China's openness, transparency, and high sense of responsibility to international antivirus cooperation and global public health. Wang claimed in his response, using the question as an opportunity to praise the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Amid international pressure, the WHO has sent the team to China to gather information regarding the Chinese coronavirus's true origins. While most health authorities agree that the Chinese coronavirus was first documented in Wuhan, China, sometime last year, most key details of the virus's emergence remain unclear due to the CCP's efforts to obfuscate China's initial outbreak in Wuhan. Critics have accused the WHO of complicity in the CCP's alleged cover-up. China has placed the advance team of experts who are laying the groundwork for a broader investigation into the Chinese coronavirus under a standard 14-day quarantine, forcing them to do some of their detective work from a distance, The New York Times reported on July 21. At a press conference on July 17, a Reuters reporter asked Mike Ryan, the WHO's chief of emergency response, for an update on the WHO advance mission that's been in China for a week now. Responding, Ryan said, "Obviously, the arrival and quarantine of individuals and working remotely is not the ideal way to work, but we fully respect the risk management procedures put in place." When asked if he expects a wider WHO-led international mission to arrive in China in July, Ryan said, "I think at this point it's unrealistic given the timelines and given the logistics that we would expect a full mission to be going to the fields in July just in terms of the timing and in terms of pulling that international team together. And then bringing that team into China to work with Chinese colleagues is going to take, just from a purely logistics and health risk management perspective, weeks, not days." The WHO investigation is likely to take many months and could face, further, delays, the Times predicts.